Welcome to the camp. I guess you all know why we're here.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Washington, Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, introduced a resolution to remove Eric Swalwell from the Intelligence Committee. I talked about that the other day, that he threatened to. It came in. Democrats rejected it. Let me tell you what's going on. Eric Swalwell is a star of the House of Representatives. He's a very stalwart deputy, in effect, Nancy Pelosi. A good Democrat from California, originally from Iowa, by the way, Eric Swalwell. Eric Swalwell, some woman, a Chinese woman, and by that I mean somebody from China, who turned out to be an agent, or at least too tied into the Chinese government, and left the country for a while. She had helped raise money. This is not something that Swalwell asked for. You know, when you run for office, there are various people that'll help raise money. They'll say, I endorse this guy and that kind of thing. Anyway, the minute he understood who it was, cut off all ties, had nothing to do with Swalwell. The Intelligence Committee obviously gets a lot of confidential briefings. And, you know, you have Lauren Boebert, you have Marjorie Taylor Greene, you have some real head cases on the Republican side. Marjorie Taylor Greene was expelled from her committees because she advocated the assassination of Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton. But Lauren Boebert is still on these committees, and so are Gates, Gohmert, Gossert, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, people of that ilk, and their running dogs, they're all on there. Swalwell is a real leader. Kevin McCarthy is licking his wounds because the Democrats expelled Marjorie Taylor Greene. He had gone to Pelosi in private and sought to cut a deal. He said, of course, I'll take her off the Education Committee and the Budget Committee. Those are important committees. I'll put her on the Parking Lot Committee, you know, the Post Office. And first of all, the Post Office Committee used to be the graveyard of committees. Now it's very important. We have to get rid of Louis DeJoy, the destroyer of mail sorters, Trump guy, Louis DeJoy. But, you know, the equivalent of the Parking Lot Committee, whatever it is, you know, the Christmas Party Committee, whatever, just to save face. And Nancy Pelosi said no. And she was right to say no. The bar is low. The bar is very low in the House of Representatives. But when you advocate assassination of the leaders of the other party, she shouldn't even be in the Congress. The Congress could expel her. We're going to see what happens in the next election. Is anybody in the Georgia Republican Party of sound mind? Does anybody get together, the party chair, the governor, and put up somebody, anybody, to run against her in a primary? But no, it doesn't look like they will. Anyway, Kevin McCarthy wants tit for tat. Okay, you're going to throw out Marjorie Taylor Greene. We're going to throw out somebody, and we're going to pick off a big guy. Well, it didn't work, of course. Of course it didn't work. Democrats voted it down. Swalwell is secure. He's in a California district. It's not going Republican anytime soon. But that's what Kevin McCarthy is up to. And I'm going to tell you something else. If they ever take over the House of Representatives and he becomes Speaker, they're going to throw people off committees because the majority can do it. And they're going to pick people ideologically. They may throw Swalwell off, and they may throw members of the squad off, and they may throw other people off, just to get points and send out fundraising mailing. So stay tuned. Remember, Kevin McCarthy was the leader of 140 Republicans who voted not to accept the certification of the presidential election of Joe Biden from all 50 states on the grounds that there was fraud. It had to be investigated. And Biden would not have been sworn in as president in January 20, and they would have taken the position that Trump and Pence should hold over. That's a coup. I mean, that's a flat out coup. That's what you would see in Asia, the Middle East, Africa. See it in Venezuela. You'd see it in Belarus. See it in the commie countries, the jihadist countries. Kevin McCarthy. Now, you look at Kevin McCarthy, you think, oh, a guy named Kevin McCarthy from California, how bad can he be? he can be pretty bad, okay? And I'm telling you that. Matt Flynn is telling you that. He can be pretty bad, and this is what he's doing. Lindsey Graham, Wormwood, has now called on Alexander Mayorkas, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, to resign. Now, this is the mouse that roared. Squeak up now. Squeak up, Lindsey. This is the mouse that roared. He sits in the corner. He sits in the corner. And this time he's calling for another resignation. He's tying it into the surge at the border of people coming in illegally to this country and getting into our country and then having to be taken care of and so on while they press their case. The problem is, Lindsey Graham is exploiting this, but there is a problem there. The Republicans are exploiting it. They're all going down there, posing for pictures, taking video. It's going to be in all their ads. But the fact is that you can't continue to have surges like this. There's something like 32 groups of 100 each who have pressed in, and they just walk across the border and they sit there. These are all good people. They have to be treated humanely. They're in an impossible circumstance in their home country. They have crooked leaders. They have the president of Honduras and his brother are, in a sense, paid by the cartels. Former president of Mexico at the El Chapo trial testified that he received $100 million bribe from the cartels. General Cienfuegos, their defense secretary, we arrested him. Mexico demanded we return him to Mexico or they would expose all of our agents down there, who would be then assassinated by the cartels. Trump caved in. The leadership in Mexico is cozy with the cartels and they get money from them. That criminality goes down so that there are gangs running Honduras, gangs in effect running Mexico, extorting businesses, threatening people sexually, in some cases, young girls. So yes, you want to leave. Well, ultimately, you've got to change the leadership and the gang culture in these countries. And that's something that the United States can help with financing, with military, and advice. But the answer is not to empty out these countries and come into ours. That's not the answer. But what's happening is crooked little Lindsey Graham, Cruz, and the rest of them are exploiting this. And they get in, betray the country, the commie Ruskies, have their donors steal as much money as they can, waste the rest, drive the United States down in world esteem. This is not a good situation. This is not a good predicament to be in. So be aware what Wormwood is doing. Be aware what Wormwood is doing. The United States has sanctioned 24 people from China and Hong Kong in connection with the crackdown on Hong Kong and the attack on democracy over there. One of them is a member of the Council of 25. You know, the Chi-Coms have a Politburo, and the top 25 are the big kahunas. They're the ones that run the country. And one of them is being sanctioned as an example. Can't come into the United States. No bank in the United States or in the world that where we have any influence can deal with the guy at all. I think it's a good start. In Hong Kong, they're like a python, just crushing it to death. Hong Kong will no longer be free. Hong Kong will be like mainland China, simply a communist regime. And what we are doing is starting by doing it with sanctions. And I think that's the right thing to do diplomatically. It's the right thing to do diplomatically. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Right behind you, I see the moon.